Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast from Radio X with me, Gordon Smart, and the youthful producer, Vin.
Hello, mate.
Do you like that?
It's a bit uneasy.
A bit unusual.
Yeah.
The youthful producer, Vin.
Oh, God.
Vin, it's been a pleasure having your company this week. Another really busy one. We survived our first visit, our debut at the Victorious Festival in Portsmouth.
It was our first little outside broadcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I'd been off to Benicassim with Radio X before, but this was the first time we'd been off and performed on a stage in front of a big audience.
Actually doing something.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I kind of felt the pressure on the Saturday. Loads of people there. Some really lovely characters we met. New friends.
Lots of new friends and two boys that enjoyed dancing too much.
They were in a special place, those boys, weren't they? They're having a lovely time. It was a great experience, though, and we got loads of brilliant content down there. The Stereophonics, Franz Ferdinand, Jake Bugg, they were all interviewed backstage and down there. Plus, William Corgan. Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I had him on the phone.
I should have said Jinx after that.
He was, because we were both quite intimidated by the picture he sent for the solo material. Quite an intimidating character. And also, what a big history the Smashing Pumpkins had. In the 90s, they were a huge band, didn't they, with R.E.M., Red Hot Chili Peppers, all of that. So he was a great interview. I had a lovely chat with him. And also on the Evening Show podcast, classic album chat as always. And it was a belter this week. The Clash, London Calling. What an album that is. So I hope you enjoy. This is the Evening Show podcast from Radio X. With me, Gordon Smart. Get your ears around this.
Gordon Smart.
Live from the Strongbow Yard at Victorious Festival.
That was Elbow. One day like this, our cabbie this morning. Very excited about seeing Elbow tonight. Headliners, of course, at Victorious Festival. Cannot wait for that tonight. I'm Gordon Smart. This is Radio X, live from the Strongbow Yard here at Victorious Festival in Portsmouth. Can you hear the gravel in my voice? I had a great night last night. This is a very special edition of Smart on Sunday on the show this afternoon. What a show we've got for you. Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics will be on. Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand as well will be chatting to us on this very stage right here. Plus your chance to win £1,000, ladies and gentlemen, and a home as well, of course. A grand. What about having a grand?
Not bad, is it? Not bad for Sunday afternoon.
We discovered last night that a grand gets you four rounds at the bar, didn't we?
If you're lucky.
Maybe five, if you're lucky. The people in front of us know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a glorious day today in Portsmouth. What a cracking day. 25 degrees, the mercury is tipping that kind of temperature. And you've got shorts on.
Yeah, I'm not too pleased about that. Well, it's not a very indie look, is it?
It's not. Shorts? It's not. I've been a Scotsman that packed for the festival. I came down, black jeans, grey t-shirt, perfectly prepared for the festival elements.
You look like a mime.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. What a great night we had last night, though, Vin. It was superb. Stereophonics were sensational, weren't they?
They put on a show, don't they?
You weren't so sure, because I think you've maybe not seen them live as many times.
No, that was the first time I'd seen them, yeah.
And we saw Feeder as well earlier on. I don't know if you saw them yesterday. And as we were watching the gig, a ship sailed into port. That's never happened to me at a gig before.
It was like I was in a dream.
Yeah, I think I've imagined a few ships sailing into port when I've seen some sets over the years at festivals, but it really was special.
And we're in the Strongbow Yard, right?
We are, yeah, it's beautiful.
Which is
it?
Amazing. It's a lovely little few bars and things here. Yeah. But it was going off last night.
It got a bit rowdy, didn't it?
There was a bit of twerking.
I'm looking at some of the characters in front of us right now, and I think there could be trouble later on.
It was amazing. It was Dad dancing and twerking next to each other.
And that was just you and me, wasn't it?
Radio.
Radio.
X.
Live from the Strongbow Yard at Victorious Festival.
This is Radio X. Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart and I'm bringing you the show live from the Strongbow Yard here at the Victorious Festival in Portsmouth. It's getting lively. You just heard the Lemonheads on Radio X. And before that, Stereophonics, who are headlining tonight. And before them, what artists they've got. One of the best solo stars to come out of this country in the last 6 years, I think it is now. Ladies and gentlemen, give it a massive, massive welcome to Mr. Jake Bugg. How are you doing, Jake?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. In good shape for tonight. How are the pipes?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Didn't have a gig yesterday, so hopefully we'll be nice and fresh for tonight.
So when the weather's fantastic, do you think it makes a difference to the crowd?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. You know, not out in the rain and just up for the party vibes, I think.
I remember speaking to you, Jake, at one of your first radio interviews about 6 years ago. You came into XFM. And I remember talking to you about what was lying ahead of you in the future. Now, in those 5 or 6 years, what's the most ridiculous thing you've seen from on stage? Because looking around, there are a few characters here today.
Yeah.
What was the maddest thing you've seen?
I've seen a lot. Some things I can't say on the radio, but one that was impressive was some dude he was dressed as a baby in an inflatable cot. That was pretty good. I don't know how he did that. So
where'd you buy an inflatable cot?
I have no idea, man.
And when you say dressed as a baby, well, like a proper nappy.
He had the dummy on there as well. Yeah, he had the dummy and the nappy on.
Now, Jake, last time I saw you, we were at the Brits in February, and you told me you were putting together a football match you versus the Blossoms. Have you assembled both your teams, and when's it going to happen?
No, we haven't assembled them yet, but I'm looking forward to it. But I think those boys need to start wearing some socks, and then and then we could have a game.
It's going to be lively, isn't it? By the way, how are Notts County doing?
They're doing all right. Yeah, we won the last three games, except the one yesterday, which we drew against Accrington. So, but it's looking good. So we'll see what happens.
Got to be a little bit careful with the football chat today, because I think Portsmouth are playing Wigan today, and their manager, I think, disappeared to Wigan, didn't he, during the summer?
Oh, is that what happened? Is it
just looking at people going, well, let's not go the football direction.
Yeah, I don't know about those higher leagues. I'm all about League Two.
So listen, Jay, you're on before the Stereophonics tonight, but you're going to stick around and watch them.
Yeah, I'm going to stick around for a bit. I don't think we leave till after they're done. So, and we've done a few festivals with them this year as well, and they've looked good, and they're always saying on stuff. So.
And you know that stage where the new material is just beginning to be dropped on people for the first time. What's that like for you when you play those songs and see people respond to them for the first time?
It's exciting, but it's with the record coming out, I think it's next Friday. I'm really a bit nervous, to be honest. So yeah. You never know how things are going to go. People are going to like it. So you just have to be patient and see what happens, really.
It's been a mad 6 years, Jake. You know, I think about that first time you came in. So much has happened between now and then. If you look back across those 6 years, just for the people that are here and everyone listening at home, how good is it to be right at the heart of it? Is it just the dream that we all imagine, being a rock star?
Yeah, it's what everything I've ever wanted to do, and I'm very lucky to be able to do it. And there are some bits that aren't probably so rock and roll, but there are some elements of it that just make it the best thing in the world.
Yeah, nice one, Jake. I'm having a time here. I'm going to stick around a little bit longer. We're going to play the new song for you now. This is Jake Buck's latest single, "How Soon the Dawn," on Radio X.
Radio X.
Gordon Smart live at Victorious Festival.
Gordon Smart
live from the Strongbow Yard at Victorious Festival.
What are we saying about that, ladies and gentlemen? Jake Buck's new song, "How Soon the Dawn." I'm Gordon Smart, and this is the Strongbow Yard, bringing you the show live from Victorious in Portsmouth, and Jake Buck's still with us. Jake, I've got to ask you, we had a few bands on recently talking about amazing gigs they've played, but as always, we're not interested in that. We want to know about the worst gig you've ever played. Can you just paint a picture of how bad it can be sometimes?
The worst gig I ever did, I was about 14, 15, and I think I invited some girl from school to come and watch me in the night time, and I went down there, and I was like two songs in, and like my top string went, and I had to be like, sorry, I can't play. And as I was walking out, my music teacher came in, and I was like, and he had his guitar. I was like, oh, sir, give us a string. He was like, no.
He did you? He wouldn't help
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he didn't give me one. I couldn't believe it, yeah. And yeah, I was pretty embarrassed in front of the girl, that's for sure. Yeah.
I tell you what, though, Jake, you've got national radio right now. Would you like to name and shame that music teacher?
Oh, I can't even remember his name. There you go. That's how good he was.
Forgettable character. You're laughing now, Jake. Listen, tell us a little bit about what's coming up the rest of the year for you. Obviously, you've got the album coming too.
I've got a new album to come in, and I'm looking forward to playing some of the new songs, and got a tour in November as well, so we'll see how it goes.
Nice one, Jake. It's great to see you as always. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a big warm round of applause for the one and only Jake Buck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jake. You're a good man.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
You're listening to the Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. I've got a bit of killers news for you. They have announced a day at London's O2 Brixton Academy as a warm-up for their arena shows. That's going to be really, really special. Has to be one of the hottest tickets for a long, long time. Set your alarms. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for O2 in Brixton Academy. That's going to be amazing. Brandon Flowers and the band will play the famous venue on the 12th of September, which is 10 days before the new album Wonderful, Wonderful comes out. So the Las Vegas band will then go on to play their sold-out UK tour in November. What a tour that's going to be. Dates in Newcastle, Manchester, Leeds, Glasgow, Dublin and Belfast, covering all corners of the country. And the lineup of the band will have a bit of a different look this time around. Dave Cooning is taking a break from touring to spend more time with his family. In a statement on Twitter, they said, "As Dave announced, he will be taking a break from touring to spend time with his family. We respect his decision, just as we respected Mark's decision to go back to college." What they're talking about there was the news that came out last year that bassist Mark Stormer said he was going to ditch touring regularly so he could go back to college. He said, "I get joy out of making music with the Killers, but being on the road and in the studio was far too much." Still going to be a great show though. Frontman Brandon Flowers has reassured fans that he and drummer Ronnie the Trouble Carvanucci will not be performing as a two-piece, and that long-term touring members Jake Blanton and Ted Sabley will take their place. So a bit of a familiar lineup if you've been to see them quite a lot regularly recently. Remember, set alarms tomorrow morning for 9 o'clock. Hope I get a couple of those tickets. This is The Killers, "What a Tune," The Man.
Radio. Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
And backstage, we're at the Stereophonics dressing room. We've been here a few times over the years, gentlemen, haven't we?
We have. Well, we haven't been here, but we've been here.
It's the first time in Portsmouth.
Yes.
We've been many, many a times around the country seeing you four characters. I can't believe you got the Scotsman with you as well.
Yeah.
That's it, come on.
Yeah, that's it, man.
You still got the rhythm. Last time I saw him, his knuckles were bleeding from playing the drums.
That's right.
Is he toughened up yet?
Well,
I think I have.
Yeah, he has a bit. Yeah, he has a bit.
Now listen, Kelly, since last time I saw you, right, you got married, there's an extra child, there's a new album, I know. It's been a lot that's happened.
Yeah, there's been a lot of production.
And the grand story of the Stereophonics in the last 20 years, how did those last 3 or 4 years compare?
I think the band's in a good place. We're all, you know, playing great, and the last couple of records have been received really well. It seems like there's an all new audience in front of the, you know, in the gigs, 17, 18 year old kids coming to find the band. So, we're loving it, man. It's been really great, you know, doing all these smaller festivals. I say smaller, I mean not smaller by name. We're finding a whole new group of people with Kendall calling and all that stuff we did as well. So, I'm really having a good time with it all.
That's such an important thing, isn't it? Because people keep sending me pictures of word gets around after 20 years. But if you're talking about a younger crowd seeing you and singing along and knowing the songs, must give you a big lift as well when they recognise the material.
Yeah, it's been. I mean, last night we did that 20th anniversary thing, but we only wanted to do like one gig and. There happened to be a date that fell free in the diary, which happened to be the day the record came out 20 years ago. So we did a small club gig, and it was good to celebrate it. But you know, we're always trying to keep going forward as opposed to going back. But it was brilliant last night. We had a good crack.
Do you boys still get the same thrill performing? You obviously did last night, but you see those people in front of you. Do you lads still get the same buzz?
Yeah. I think it's always been the same. You know, like when you give somebody enjoyment, you see, you know, like what it does to them, and we feed off that on stage, and especially in festivals when they go mental in festivals, we just go for it then, so it just gives us such a buzz.
An extra lift. That's the mad thing for me, because I've seen you at Cardiff Castle, Tea in the Park, Canada, all around the world.
Yeah,
but the thing is that regardless of the material you play, you always get a great response.
I mean after 20 years of 10 albums, you know, there's a lot of songs people are familiar with, and when we play in a big field or a big room, you know, we're not being the type of band that plays that obscure B-side from 1997. We tried to give them the songs that they've heard on the radio, you know. So people pay enough money, man. They want to give them a good night. So,
and you've got a great band as well, without being smoke up your backside. I mean, I've seen you lads play
amazing.
A lot.
Amazing band.
Amazing, man.
Amazing. Get off.
Yeah. Your drummer, you know, I've seen him play in different bands, but I think he's found his home with you, and I'm pleased to say.
I'm happy. When he left last night after the gig, we were in the bar, and Noisette's video come on the telly, and he had a big hair and a beard, and we're all like, oh, yeah.
It might come back, bro. It might all come back.
Here's the real question. What does the future hold, right? Because you have an incredible history, right? There's still an appetite for you, but what is in the vision? What's the vision for the future, Kelly?
The vision for the future? I don't know, man. It's always been about the songs and the catalogue for us, so we're having a good time doing stuff, and see we're off. When the future next week, we're off to New York, and apart from that, I don't really know what happens after that.
See the smile on all your faces, off to New York. Are the families going on that trip?
No.
Ah, of course they're not. No.
It's very expensive.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm backstage at Victorious Festival in Portsmouth right now with the Stereophonics. I've seen them play some wonderful gigs over the years, brilliant gigs. Not perfect, I think it's safe to say, although I'm sure you spotted the mistakes. The drummer was a bit wonky. Bass player's good, steady. But I want to know about the worst gig you boys have played.
Well, we had a bad one last night.
Oh, did you?
Really, really bad one last night. Everything blew up.
No.
Everything.
What are we talking, strings breaking or...?
No, amps blowing up, pedals blowing up.
It's because you play too loud.
There was no amp. I was being quiet last night. I was trying to do work gets around, so there wasn't much bass, man, even that didn't work.
So see, when things go wrong, like, now that you've got a bit of experience under your belt, can you ride it off and pretend it's all right? Or
we've got this little kind of... I suppose it's a medley, really, of old rock records that I kind of play by myself, all in the same key, which has been working, actually, because the last few gigs, lots of things have gone wrong, so we've pulled it out the bag, so maybe we'll pull it out the bag. If we go into Highways Well at any point tonight, it means something's gone wrong somewhere on the stage.
It's funny you mention that, like, you said a brilliant thing to me once, I don't know if you remember this, right, but I asked you about confidence, and you said that regardless of what happens in the future with your band, you could turn up in any pub in Britain with a guitar, play a song, and people pay 20 quid to hear it.
Yeah.
Now, does that make a little bit of complacency when you play live, or does it keep you more on your toes?
For me, I'm confident in the catalogue and the songs. Aye.
but as a performer, over the years, you have to work on being confident in what you're doing, I think. Yeah. You know, there's more expectancy about what you're doing, stuff like that. So I think you put more work into it. I put more work into what we do live now than we ever have, right. You know.
Of all the bands that I've seen for the last summer, right, you've probably played most gigs out of anybody. What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen from on stage? And one of the answers we got earlier on was a man dressed as a baby in an inflatable cot.
I thought you were going to say good. Something else.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it. Well, it could have been a woman. I mean, I don't know what it was, but it was there was something on it.
No.
And it was.
So that naked man orange standing on his shoulders.
He was there as well, and there was another thing. A gentleman's business, a very large one that was in the crowd. It was a human.
You're such veterans that you can even sort of censor yourselves as you go along. We had a great one. Somebody crowdsurfing in a wheelchair. Kelly, what about you? Have you ever been thrown off your stride by what you've seen from on stage?
Yeah, usually in Scotland, either in the SEC or the Hydro.
Yeah.
There's always a woman revealing herself in those venues, which it doesn't really throw me off my stride. It just takes me to a different place for a few seconds in my head.
Happily married man, we should point out. You've got a Scottish drummer, so he can take it all and that's all the trouble.
I'm in control of that.
Even though he's got a gold lammy tracksuit top on.
This is good.
Mate, I'm going to report back to Scotland about
that. No.
You know, gentlemen, it gives me such a thrill to see you doing brilliantly, bringing out new material. It's always a thrill to see you boys doing so well. You're genuinely Cheers, good characters. Man. Can't wait to see you playing tonight.
Thank you.
I'm Gordon Smart. We're backstage with the Stereophonics. Producer's giving me the thumbs up, life's good.
This is Radio X.
Gordon Smart.
Live from the Strongbow Yard at Victorious Festival.
Was Oasis little by little on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart, bringing you Smart on Sunday, live from Victorious Festival in Portsmouth. How are we doing, Portsmouth? We look pretty good today, I think. Going the right colour, the skin's got that man there, pink into brown. As Billy Connolly says, you go from a different shade of blue when you're Scottish. I'm on my way. Lovely colour. So I'm in the Strongbow Yard right now, having a little wander around, and there are these really odd little things which look like crushed cans, crushed cider cans. And I'm told if you sit in them and spin on them, it's great fun. Now, the way I'm feeling after last night, this could end in tears, and I've just had catering, sausages and mash. So if this ends in vomit, apologies, Mum. Right, so you sit on it, and I'm told, what do you do? Somebody give me some advice.
You're looking
lean
good,
back.
Mate. So lean back on it.
This is really glamorous.
Oh, he's over!
Sorry for the swear word here, Mum and Dad.
Right. He's off! Well, head over heels, Gordon.
I think that's what you call a disaster here.
Oh,
that's
dear, mate. So
I burned myself yesterday as well, so that's going really well. Health and safety here at Radio X is really high on the agenda.
Can we have another go, mate? Come on.
No, we can't.
Let's have one more go. We want to see that again, right?
There's a reason I don't hang about with you during the week. Just have another go, Gordon. Oh, great idea. Hospital. Hang on, I think I might have lost my headphones here, but that doesn't matter. Right, so a little bit more gentle in the lean back, I think, is the technique, isn't it?
Okay, you're sitting, you're leaning.
This looks great.
You're looking comfortable at the moment.
It's just as well I'm married and not looking for a partner, eh? Here we go, right.
Feet off the ground.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
There we go, he's got it.
It's
in the hips, that's where it is, it's in the hips.
He's a natural.
As Shakira said, the hips don't lie. That's enough of that nonsense.
Gordon, you're gyrating on national radio, mate.
Terrible idea. I'm going to have a wander over here through the crowds. There's about 20,000 people here. I'm just elbowing my way through. Something's falling out of my pocket there. Just going through a mosh pit here. It's really lively. Oh, this is dangerous. Portsmouth's so lively. I'm coming across the two gentlemen here in stripy tops who look like they might be men from this area. Are you a local, sir?
I have been a local. Lived here for a long time, yes.
What's your name, sir?
It's Ian.
And Ian, have you been down here all weekend, and is it your first Victorious?
Not the first Victorious, and we came yesterday, so we were here yesterday.
Right, so what was the highlight of the festival yesterday for you?
Stereophonics, without a doubt.
Yeah. What was the key moment for you when Kelly was on stage last night?
I just think all of it, they were fantastic. Own the stage, music was just fantastic.
And as a local punter as well, can you give us a little sense of what it's like for the city to bring 80,000 people or whatever it is every day over the weekend to come to a festival like this?
I think it's huge, huge for the economy, great place for people to come, local people to come in, see what Portsmouth got to offer. There's a lot here. We've got Gunwharf, we've got the Dockyard, etc. Spinnaker Tower, so there's a lot to see.
Hovercraft as well. I really fancy getting one of them last night at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right. What about today? Who are you looking forward to seeing this afternoon?
Rhythm of the 90s at 2:30. Anybody that's not seen them, go and see them. They are superb.
Awesome. Thank you very much. So we'll have a brilliant weekend. Let me speak to your chum here as well. What's your name, sir?
David.
David, what about you? Were you at the Stereophonics last night as well?
Yeah, they were brilliant. Yes, excellent. Yeah.
And what about the atmosphere here in the Strongbow Yard? I mean, it's just dangerous, isn't it? There's so many people here.
Yes, it's fantastic. Especially a bit later on, people had a few drinks, it gets a bit rowdy in here. It's good.
See, as a Scotsman on the South Coast, I'm quite impressed. There seems to be about an affinity between us. I think everybody seems to be into the same kind of thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. There's a lot of drinking going on, a lot of music going on, people enjoying themselves, yeah. But it's not like the Scottish, though. People have a bit of a tan around here. They're not blue, so...
I've noticed that. Everyone's got a lovely colour about them. And who have you got with you today? Who's come down in your gang?
It's my wife. His wife. Didn't come with me, came with him.
Have the wives got names?
Anne and Wendy, sorry. And yeah.
That sounded very naval, the wives.
I wasn't in the Navy. No.
That's a good little gang you've got here. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Have a lovely afternoon, gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your festival. Shall you have a little bit more of a wander of it?
Go for it, mate. Who else are you picking out?
I don't know. I'll have a little wonder. Where will I go? This character over here, this is a man dressed for a festival, isn't it? What's your name, sir?
Declan.
See, you've got a Frightened Rabbit t-shirt on. Yeah. Great Scottish band.
Yeah, it's very good.
What's been your highlight so far, sir?
Frank Turner.
He was good yesterday, wasn't he? Very good. I think our noise from the stage might have overpowered him slightly, so we should apologise to Frank for that. Who's this with you?
This is my fiancé, Pip.
Hello, Pip. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, having a great time, thanks.
Can I just ask, what are your festival essentials? What do you bring with you? Because you look like you're travelling quite light today.
Money and hand sanitizer.
Great. Can I borrow a tenner?
Pardon?
Can I borrow a tenner?
A tenner? Can I?
Yeah. I shouldn't be asking people for money. I got around for that the last time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves the rest of the time. I'll come and buy you a free drink in a minute. Right, Vin, I think he's telling me to have to stop this carry-on.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Here's a bit of music news that caught the eye. Foo Fighters hero Dave Grohl loves a collaboration. He's worked with Boyz II Men and Sir Paul McCartney on the new album. And it turns out he also tried to rope in another huge star of the 80s. Now, before you jump the gun, it's not Rick Astley. He was on stage with Dave Grohl in Japan the other week. But I tell you who Mr. Grohl really wanted. He's revealed how he tried and failed to get Tears for Fears hero Roland Arzabal on Concrete and Gold, the new LP. So Dave said, there was a song on the new record that I thought would be amazing if Roland Arzabal sang on or helped produce. I emailed him and never heard back. It would have been a dream come true to get together with the singer from Tears for Fears. I know exactly where he's coming from. Everybody Wants to Rule the World is one of the first songs I remember. What a band, Tears for Fears. So the Foo star added, my sister had the Hurting and Songs from the Big Chair, and I secretly fell in love with Tears for Fears. The melancholic sense of melody really encapsulated that specific place and time in my life. When you're 13 years old, your voice is changing, you're breaking through puberty, so listening to Tears for Fears somehow soothes the burn. When Songs from the Big Chair came out and they broke into the mainstream, they were inescapable in America. I still listen to those records often. Just can't imagine Dave Grohl at home of an evening listening to Tears for Fears, but I can tell you they haven't disappeared. They supported the Killers at Hyde Park this summer.
Radio
X. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
It is Best of British Night here on Radio X, and to tie into our usual Monday night plans, we had to make classic albums all about a great British album. And of course, we've found a perler, a belter. I've been wanting to do this for a long time with producer Vin. The Clash, London Calling, their third album, which was released on the 14th of December 1979. So that album is 3 months older than me. Does that frighten you, Vin? You're looking at somebody who's the same age as that album, effectively.
It's like you're from different eras, though. Doesn't make sense.
That album means so much to me. The song London Calling, I always talk about this. I always listen to it when I'm coming back into London, if I've ever travelled anywhere, and it does just set the scene. It makes you feel like you're in London in 1979, which was a lively time for the country as well. And albums, great albums, I think, always come out of sort of tricky political times, a lot of unemployment, a lot of unhappiness around the country, and this is a masterpiece. It was released on CBS Records. It sold over 5 million copies worldwide. It's gone platinum in America as well. It only got to number 9 in the UK though at the time, which just seems staggering, doesn't it? I think The Specials went to number 1 around the same sort of time in early January 1980. So it gives you an idea of the music that was kicking around at the time. You really get your money's worth, though. I had to listen back to it today. And how about this for a list of songs? London Calling, Rudy Can't Fail, Spanish Bombs, Lost in the Supermarket, Clamp Down, The Guns of Brixton, huge song, Death or Glory, The Card Cheat, Four Horsemen, Revolution Rock, Train in Vain, and Breathe. Everything was written by Joe Strummer, of course, and Mick Jones, with a bit of help from some other collaborators here and there. And what's great about it is that the lead vocals shared. I can't think of many bands who also share instruments and swap instruments, which shows the creativity and the talent. And Vin, you always talk about this. The kind of the variety comes from two different sources, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a good, like you were saying, it's a very late 70s, early 80s British record. It's quite a London sort of record as well, because it's got all this reggae influence, this R&B. Scar. Yeah, lots of ska in it. Guns of Brixton, as you mentioned, you know. But apparently, I only found this out today, apparently it's because Strummer and Jones got writer's block from the previous album. So to sort of get them more comfortable in the studio, get the band back together, they were just playing covers. They were just playing ska covers, reggae covers, and they sort of realised that, well, we like all this music, we like all these different influences, let's put this into our new record. Yeah. And they also started giving the drummer a lot more freedom. Yeah, he's a great drummer, he can play lots of different genres. So they thought, well, let's utilise this.
Yeah, because I held quite a few bands back over the years. If the drummer couldn't be versatile enough to do different stuff, then you're stuck to one kind of form of music. So it covers loads of different subjects as well. As I mentioned, it was a lively time. So unemployment, racism, drug use, socialism, rioting, which was a massive thing in the country around the time, and adulthood. And yeah, like we say, there was a bit of punk, reggae, rockabilly, Billy Ska, New Orleans, and I didn't know this as well, they were supported at the time by R&B acts like Bo Diddley and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Must have been amazing to go and see them around that time.
It sounds like a good recording process as well, because they would record in the morning, then they would go and have a daily game of football.
Love this. I didn't know. What a brilliant bit of discipline. So a real structure. So yeah, bit of football,
so yeah, for a bit of bonding. Then they'd go to the pub, have a drink, and then go back to the studio every single day.
Yeah, because punk music around that time wasn't really known for much discipline. So it's interesting that they were quite hard like that and stuck to the routine, even if it did sound like a bit of a laugh. So I'm going to play you two songs back to back now from that incredible album, The Clash, London Calling, from December 1979. I've got London Calling first for you. Enjoy that, and then Train in Vain.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
I don't know about you, but I loved every second of that. A double play from The Clash, because it's best of British classic albums tonight. And of course, it's London Calling from 1979. It's 38 years old, and you've been sending us your messages. Loads of them coming in tonight. Ian Pemberton says, I was 17 when that came out. I was lucky to be around at that time. Great band and great album. Mark Whiteley completely agrees with that. Greatest album ever made, simple as that. London Calling and Radionaut as well. One of the greatest bands of all time, without question. I listened to that today when I was walking through Notting Hill coming into the radio, and it was great. Carnival's on in Notting Hill today, and it just felt perfect to me. I had a bit of a spring in my step coming up to the Tube and getting on board, thinking about Joe Strummer and Mick Jones writing all that music around that time in that area. It was magical stuff. So you heard Train in Vain and London Calling there. Train in Vain originally excluded from the back cover on the track listing because it was going to be given away as a promotion with the Enemy. I never knew this before, but it was added to the album at the last minute when the deal fell through in America. The song's title was actually Train in Vain, Stand By Me, as the words Stand By Me dominate the chorus, of course. And Benny King's signature song was Stand By Me, so it removed all of that confusion. Before that, I played you a little bit of London Calling, such a special song. And the lyrics really reflected Strummer's concerns about nuclear war and the Three Mile Island incident, which was a huge, huge global issue at the time. I think Joe Strummer at the time, he said something along the lines of, we felt that we were struggling about to slip down a slope or something, grasping with our fingernails, and there was no one there to help us. Finn, we can't talk about this album without mentioning the album sleeve. It really is truly iconic.
Absolutely iconic. It is a proper rock and roll album cover. It's Paul Simonon smashing up his Fender Precision bass. It was at a show in New York in 1979. It was a couple of months before the album came out.
Yeah, Penny Smith took it, didn't she, the picture?
Exactly, and it's great. It's a proper rock and roll story because it's so late to the album coming out that Penny Smith took it and didn't actually want to use it. And she thought it was out of focus, and actually the band and their graphic designer convinced her otherwise and said, no, this is going to work. Let's do it. And everyone knows it. It's perfect. And even the lettering is meant to sort of pay homage to Elvis.
Elvis, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful front cover. Really is iconic. Magical bit of work. What a great album. Thoroughly enjoyed that tonight. London Calling from The Clash. 38 years old. Great stuff.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
These are words you won't hear from me very often. Now, I'm going to talk Bake Off. It won't happen very often, but what a start Noel Fielding has had. Amazing reviews. I say like that like a man who hasn't seen a single episode. I never will. But if I was to watch, Fielding's probably the only reason I'd get involved. I don't know if you saw it, but Kasabian posted a good luck message before the first show. But Serge Pizzorn, he's got a rival for Noel's affections in Master Baker, Paul Hollywood. Noel said, I've only known him from watching the show, and you think he might be a bit scary, but he's the absolute opposite. He's so lovely. You get hypnotised by his beautiful eyes. I sort of drift off, wake up, and I'm ironing his shirt.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart, and this is a special edition of Smart on Sunday, live from Victoria's Festival in Portsmouth. How are we doing, Portsmouth? That's not good enough. How are we doing, Portsmouth? I feel like Noel Edmonds. Fantastic. We're in the Strongbow Yard here down at Victoria's. It's a beautiful day, and I'm really pleased to say that a fellow Scots join me on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a massive warm welcome for the one and only Alice Capranos from Franz Ferdinand.
Hey.
That's how real Scotsmen dress. A proper rock star right there. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm really good, thanks Gordon. Cheers.
It's nice of you to bring the Scottish weather with you this afternoon.
Well, yes, I wouldn't have anything else.
I feel really lucky, Alex. I've had the chance to see you play all over the world. I've seen you in New York, America, all over there, Glastonbury, Tea in the Park. But I have never, ever seen you play in sunshine like today.
Not even a Tea in the Park?
No, not in 20 years. What's it like? Does it make a difference to you when the weather's like this, when you're on stage?
It's good, yeah. I mean, I love it because people are in a better mood in the audience as well because they've not been rained on all day.
Yeah, too right.
It's great, isn't it? Like, look at everybody out today. Everyone's in a good mood. Can't beat it.
Yeah. Okay, give us a little flavour of what it's been like coming into the festival today, because you see it from a different angle from the rest of us coming in the cheap seats, coming in the cheap doors. What was it like coming in today, getting a sense of the atmosphere?
You know, this is the first time I've actually seen the proper site because we've just been backstage. I went on the side to watch a bit of the Dandy Warhols earlier, but it looks amazing. It looks really, really beautiful, and a great spot.
So what's it like? I think I was looking at the length of the band, right? So 15, 16 years now Franz Ferdinand begun. So if it was a human being, you would be old enough to vote now. Is Franz Ferdinand, the human being, a sensible teenager, or is it, what stage is that in?
I don't think we're responsible enough to vote yet.
But what's it like now after all these years playing festivals? Because you've done so many of them now. Is it still a little bit of butterflies in the stomach, or is it full confidence?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you get an incredible buzz. See, that it's my favourite moment in life.
Yeah.
It's the few seconds just as the kind of like the sound goes down, then the intro music comes on. You can't beat it. It's like standing on the highest board in the swimming pool, just about to jump off the edge. You got to savour that moment just before you jump off. Yeah.
Do you sleep well the night before, or do you get a little bit?
Well, every night's the night before when we're on tour. So yeah. So no, I don't.
It's quite a special view as well. We were watching a feeder last night, and a cruise ship came in. You must have seen some unusual things in your time in the band. Somebody told us yesterday that, on a slightly different note, they saw a man dressed as a baby in an inflatable cot. What's the weirdest thing you've seen from on stage?
The weirdest thing, I mean, you've seen some beautiful things, like when you play Japan at Fuji Rock and that sort of thing. Like, you have the mountains in the backdrop and the mist coming down. Yeah, that's incredible. You know, the one, I've got a really stupid thing that's just come in my mind. We played Hurricane Festival in Germany. I just remember there was this huge wheelie bin that was crowd surfing throughout the whole gig. I just loved it. It was just so perverse and wrong.
Was it empty?
By the end it was, yeah.
You've raised the gauntlet to all these people here. Can anybody get a bin and send it crowd surfing this afternoon? There are too many people nodding, well, yeah, we can do that, we can sort it out. So Alex, what about the set this afternoon? You got anything planned, anything special for the people of Portsmouth?
Yeah, we're going to play all the bangers, all the hits, and we're going to play some new bangers and some new hits as well.
Perfect company. And listen, I know you love a little bit of a cover as well. Are you going to throw anything in today?
I don't think so. No, not tonight. Unless we learn it in the next 2 hours. I don't think we are, no.
And you can't pull Sarah Harding in and Girls Aloud today because she's in the Big Brother house, isn't she?
So right, okay.
Can't be doing that again.
I wondered where she was today.
Okay, you did try ringing her to answer. Yeah. So Alex, what about the rest of the band? Because you're a five piece now as well. Does that change the dynamic when you're on stage too?
It's a little, you know. For us musically, it's a really good thing because when you make a record, there's some parts and things that you can't play live that you put on in the studio. Yep. So I guess it gives us a wider sound and a slightly different energy. I don't know. Like, let me know after the gig.
I'll come and watch. Yeah, I will give you a firm critique.
Radio X, the Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, earlier on, Alex, I had the misfortune of having to perform a Franz Ferdinand song in sort of the William Shatner spoken word style. Now, if you don't mind, can I just ask you to listen to it and give us your appraisal?
I can't wait.
Oh, dear God, Mum. Right, just play this clip, please, of me and Vin destroying Franz Ferdinand.
Well, do you want to watch me go where I've never let you before?
Vin's pretty good.
That wasn't the original, though.
That wasn't the original. Where's the weirdest place you've heard one of your songs, Alex?
The weirdest place? You know, I think it's probably just the first time I ever heard one of our songs as I walked past a shop, just on the high street in a town somewhere. And it just totally blew my mind. Yeah. Like, the fact that Yeah, somebody was wanting to play our music.
What do you do at a party when somebody puts your song on? Do you dance? I always
walk out of the room. Depends how drunk I am, but I usually walk out of the room.
Just stop everybody, it's me.
No, I don't do that. No.
We've just had the horrible moment of sharing that musical disaster with you, but could you share, never mind the best gigs Franz Ferdinand played, I'd like to know the worst gig you've ever played.
The worst gig would probably be about 12 years ago. We played a radio festival in New Jersey at a place called Meadowlands, or Metallands as they call it over there. And we were playing a kind of festival thing with lots of new metal bands. I think we were on between Papa Roach and Korn.
Perfect billing for Franz Ferdinand, isn't it? Yeah.
And the fans, how can I say, they were a little bit hostile. And then the DJ girl from the radio station, she came on to introduce us. Like every other band had some like big burly bloke on and a baseball cap to like, and like, yeah, you guys ready? Yeah, come on. And then this girl came on and said, hey, you guys, you've got to give this band a chance. They've got such cute accents. and we just walked on to this, if you can imagine, a sea of guys with baseball caps turned around the wrong way, all giving us the finger, every single one of them. Oh, yeah. And but it was amazing. It was kind of like, it was our like Sex Pistols ever feel like you've been conned moment. I just remember standing in front of this audience and like, kind of, come ahead. Like, it was amazing. Like, equally terrible and amazing. Yeah.
Did you doubly camp it up as well?
It was excessively camp. Yeah. I remember Michael was spectacular.
Go down a treat with that audience. Alex, it's great to see you. You know, I normally get to bump into you things and never really get a chance to speak properly. Hopefully we'll get a drink later on.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Have a great night tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, can you please give a massive, massive round of applause to the great man, Alex Gapranos.
Thanks, everyone. Cheers. See you later.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
You are listening to The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. And it was another massive weekend for Kasabian, another big chapter in their history book. They headlined Reading and Leeds, and the band paid the perfect tribute to Nirvana by performing All Apologies from 1993 album In Utero. You can watch a clip of a special moment at radiox.co.uk. Serge Pisano has always credited Nirvana's 1992 Reading performance as one of the most memorable. I think he said all the time something along the lines of, I just remember the Nirvana performance, and it has that history, I suppose, and the crowd at both shows is just ridiculous. It just sticks with you forever. It wasn't the only tribute they paid frontman Tommy, and also gave a nod to the late, great Bruce Forsyth during Vlad the Impaler, which has become their tribute song. It's got that classic line, "See you on the other side." It was originally written with a little nod to Heath Ledger, who passed away when they were writing that album.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart, you're listening to Radio X, and I'm absolutely thrilled to say that we've got award-winning, critically acclaimed, much-loved musician Billy Corgan. You might know him from Smashing Pumpkins, and if you're a massive fan, you'll also know him from Zwan. He's on his second solo album, and he's on the phone right now from Los Angeles, I believe. Billy, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent. Billy, can you set the scene for us and tell me where you are right now, just so the listeners in the UK can get a sense of what you're up to?
Well, I took my my son to Disneyland for the first time yesterday, so we're driving back up north after visiting the Magic Kingdom.
Are you full of emotion and childhood nostalgia after it?
Yeah, you know, I went to Disneyland, I think, when I was about 7 in 1974, so it brings back a lot of memories for sure.
Ah, brilliant. I'm taking my son in October, so I can't wait. That's great to hear. Now, Billy, I'm really excited to speak to you because you've got your second solo album coming. The single's just about to drop as well, so there's loads I want to ask you about. But first off, can I just ask, what is it like working with Rick Rubin on this one?
He was fantastic. Rick really shepherded the music from the beginning, and I called him to ask for a recommendation on a producer, and he said, well, what are you doing? And I told him, and he said, well, I want to do that. So, I just said, you know, you guide me. I'm happy to be the passenger on this. And he did a really beautiful job.
This must be a huge honor. I know you've worked with so many artists over the years, but when you look at his back catalogue of people he's worked with, was there a little bit of butterflies in your stomach where you got into the studio with him?
Well, I've known Rick for 20 years, and we've been friends, and we even worked together once back in the 90s just on one song. But I think it's pretty obvious at this point that Rick's the best producer in the world. You look at his track record and the diversity of artists that he's worked with. There's something magical that he does. It's very hard to explain, but when you see the results, it's just so obvious, you know.
Yeah, the question I really want to ask as well, Billy, is that after all these years and everything you've done and the back catalogue you've got, what gets you out of bed in the morning? What's the motivation to keep doing it?
That's a great question. I've struggled at times because, you know, as music has shifted, as the way people consume music has shifted, you know, I kind of look around at times and say, well, this isn't the world that I entered into. My father was a musician, so, you know, in a weird kind of way, my relationship with music goes back to my earliest days, and my father was a gigging musician playing clubs on weekends and stuff like that, coming home at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so my relationship was very much like that. And now it's become obviously more about social media and, you know, what people think. And I really had to go back to my root of, you know, I love music. And as long as I stay with I love music and I just want to make music that I really love, that seems to really sort of close all the other arguments for me. And then it keeps it pretty simple.
That's inspirational to hear that, and it's great that you've still got the same passion for it. You can hear it in your voice straight away. So we're going to play the new single right now, actually, Billy. This is the new single from William Patrick Corgan. This is Aeronaut.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That's the brilliant new single from William Patrick Corgan, also known as Billy Corgan, of course, from the Smashing Pumpkins. That song is Aeronaut, and it's out now. I've still got him on the phone now. Billy, I'm fascinated by the album title. It's called Ogallala, so please excuse my ignorance. Can you explain what that title means?
No. it's a word I made up, and I'm gonna stick to my magical let people figure it out. I know people immediately run to Google, and they kind of think they know what it means, but no, it's not what it means. So it's a made-up word.
I remember Sting did the same thing, didn't he? And you followed in the same. I thought it might have been a Native American thing, because I was looking at the album artwork, and I thought it could have been down to that. But it's even better that there's nothing in it at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's you know, look, music is magic, and I've found through the years that the less you explain the magic, the better it is, because it really is in the ear of the beholder as far as what people take away from music. How many times did we listen to a song and we thought we knew what the lyric was, and then we, you know, look at a lyric sheet 20 years later and realize we've been singing the wrong lyric in our head all those years? Yeah. I really think it's just let it be what it is, and I'm happy to just pretend I don't know what I'm talking about these days.
Perfect. Now, massively selfishly, I've got to ask, there's a long list of American tour dates there, but everybody listening to the show over here in the UK will be keen to hear if there's any plan for you to come across the pond. Can we expect to see you on stage over here soon?
Well, that's a great question, because, you know, it's been a bit of a struggle on your side of the ocean for a few years as far as what I've been doing musically. You know, I think the last time I was there was on the last album. We played one show in the UK. And I told my management at the beginning, I think, you know, just keep it to America and, you know, focus on other stuff. And the reaction's been so strong that now there's talk of me coming over. So if I do, I think it would be pretty early in October. But I haven't been willing to say yes to anything yet.
Excellent. Well, the absence makes the heart grow fonder, and we'd love to have you over here as soon as possible.
That's the plan, isn't it? Because I've been there a lot. That's why people seem to forget that I was there a lot. So I'm willing to wait till somebody asks me nicely.
Billy, it's such a pleasure. Best of luck with the new album. Really hope we'll see you in October over in the UK.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast from Radio X with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin. If you enjoyed that, please leave a review and tell all your friends. We are to come if you want to hear all the big bands in the world coming for a chat.
Radio X.